Hey everybody, in this video we discuss the current state of affairs with the NFT bear market, what we think of the different price action and the activity that we're seeing with different projects in this bloody market, and NFT Nick at the end of the show leads us through a meditation on how exactly you can deal with the pain that we're experiencing with prices declining in NFTs. As usual, this content, like all of our other content, is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at the nifty.com/FTX or with the code the nifty on the FTX mobile app. Thanks so much. In this video, we are discussing how to survive the NFT bear market. Are we all going to make it, or will we all be filling out McDonald's applications? As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is clearly incredibly risky, so always do your own research. And if you enjoy the daily content and want to keep us out of the fryer section of McDonald's, make sure that you hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast. You already know, follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Well, great. I just want to be clear, no matter how bad this market gets, there's literally zero chance of me being employed by McDonald's. So if there's any confusion of that, it's not because I wouldn't work there. It's because I don't need to, because we have proper balance sheet management. And I would say,
speak for yourself. Me and Kix have already applied to Chick-fil-A, Subway, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts. We're doing all of it.
Okay.
So what's going on, guys? How do you survive this bear market? Do we have any indicator that things aren't going to continue to bleed? Because I think a lot of people are kind of frozen right now. A lot of people want to deploy capital. They have capital on the sidelines. I was talking to a guy that bought a artifact, the 5 ETH pod or whatever, the Nike thing. I forget what it's called. Mm-hmm. Artifact pods, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's 5 ETH right now. And he's like, I had to stop myself from buying more than one because this could go down to 3 ETH. It could go down to 2 ETH, right? So it's like...
That's even probably overvalued for a pair of digital shoes. But we'll find... We'll see. You can't eat those.
It was like... Well, here's the bottom line. If you have a bunch of cash... when markets are imploding, you value that cash. Yeah. And you'd much rather keep it in cash and keep it on the sidelines to really buy things at a deal. And the reality is when you look at the price of, let's say, a plot of land in Other Deeds, a non-existent metaverse, when you look at that and you're saying, should I spend $50,000 on this? You're probably going to come to the conclusion that no, that's not a good idea. And you're going to be looking at it in USD value. So I'm interested in a lot of things. I'm interested in moonbirds. I'm interested in CryptoPunks. I'm interested in Other Deeds. There's a bunch of things that I'm interested in, but it feels like you don't just see it drop for 2 days and suddenly it's done. Like you need absolute death and destruction.
There's
going to
be no
V-shaped
recovery.
Yeah.
There's going to be no V-shaped recovery. This, I would imagine this would be similar to Nifty Gateway, where you're going to have a long bottom window to accumulate, where, like, you know, prices may not go down, but they're going to range for a while as people consolidate. Yeah, there's a decent amount of money on the sidelines. Half of it, though, is likely people sitting in ETH, which is getting wrecked, right? So their sideline capital is getting repriced. I always like to sit pretty heavy USDC, right? So I could be a buyer, but I am not buying until we have some clear, you know, indications that most of the damage is done.
I think that's fair. Have you guys looked at the charts for different NFT projects recently? Like on OpenSea? I'm going to pull up some charts right now. It's just like, it's bad. It's just a line down. Well, and what Kix said about you're going to have time like to buy the bottom, it definitely feels like a really long time while you're going through it. The Nifty Gateway bottom felt like a long time, but objectively speaking, it wasn't actually that long.
Did it recover?
Yeah, big time, like hard. The good stuff, not the bullshit. The good stuff recovered hard. Like X copy 1,000 to 30,000 bucks.
X copy one.
Artifact recovered hard. Fawocious recovered hard. All the blue chip shit. Micah Johnson, like you could buy the Chapter 3 chapter two went down to $600 off the $1,000 mint price, went to 20K. Chapter three went a little bit under the $1,000 mint price, topped out at 60K. Like, the good stuff from Nifty Gateway came back hard.
And this, and this bear market may last a little longer because we still were in like a macro bull during that time. And we were at like the beginning of NFTs. Mm-hmm. We're not at the beginning of NFTs anymore. So there's a potential that this bear could last, you know, a lot longer. And just because you're in a bear market doesn't mean there is no buying opportunities. You know, look at that little, just that little ski slope right there. That's a blue diamond if I've ever seen one.
What is that? A blue diamond?
Black diamond.
That chart looks like a no one cares project.
This is beans.
Yeah, so it was like zero volume. I don't know. That's zero volume. Yeah, look at the daily, like,
just 51K ETH in volume. Yeah, nothing.
Barely
drop
anything.
In the bucket.
So, real quick.
Nobody project.
I just want to throw us off topic for 2 seconds and bring us right back. McLiro TV, a commenter of our YouTube comments, said, "So will SPF come on the show or not?" McLiro, here's the deal. You need to sign up for FTX. They called me and said that you didn't sign up.
Yep.
But look, if you're just waiting for it, maybe you should never come back. Like, I feel like maybe that would be like the best approach at the moment, is just like leave.
SBF said that he was going to shave his fro unless McLiro signed up for FTX. So you got to sign up.
Is that what you're? Okay. Yeah. And then if you sign up for FTX, you can stay. So, anyways.
It's the nifty.com/FTX. Sign up with the code THENIFTY on your mobile phone. FTX is giving away 2 NFTs in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, apparently he did it already and said to call them back. Well, we'll have to let you know if we hear back. I'll let you know.
Dump more money into the account, McLiro. Just dump a bunch of fiat into your FTX account. We'll find out about it. We'll thank you for it. Anyway, check out FTX, ladies and gentlemen. 2 more NFTs being given away by FTX in the next 2 weeks on the morning show. You already know. So back to regularly scheduled programming here. I want to pull up more charts. Like a longer, what's a long-standing project
Doodles.
That's been out? Doodles. Well, but they just had their big airdrop announcement, although they are pulling back hard now.
Prior to it.
Oh, we can do prior to it.
No. I'm just saying they're pulling back prior to it. So they're having a major dump right now.
Yeah, this isn't the best example.
I would look up CloneX.
I'll do CloneX. Deadfellas is a perfect example for this.
Yeah, but this isn't just this market. This is post their drop. Look at that chart. They fucked up.
Okay.
They diluted themselves, and then it got screwed up. If you look at World of Women, it's going to be a similar thing. Look at that. Just a precipitous fall from 4 all the way down to 1.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. World of Women at 4. Holy shit. Wow.
Click on activity.
Same deal. Identical, pretty much, with some higher highs in different spots.
I mean, you know, yeah, that's competing. It's headed towards Cool Cats.
Lower than Cool Cats.
But I thought we were supporting women. What happened to all those people? Like, where did they go?
Oh, boy.
I thought that this was worth 20 ETH.
Oh, boy. Nick about to get canceled, Jesse Halfin style. Wow. Which CloneX? Because the CloneX has 2. The Takashi Murakami?
Yeah, it's down to 12.5.
It's got a similar end to the chart for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we never know.
Let's check out Azuki.
We never know what's like. Really, I think that the NFT markets and the length of whatever we're going to go through is going to be pretty correlated to the rest of like risk on assets out there. The issue with the macro environment is that the worldwide governments, they've used all of their outs, their easy outs already. They're all gone, you know, and ever since 2018, I mean, ever since 2012, but it accelerated in 2018. It super accelerated in 2020. They printed a ton of money. That's generally how they stimmy things back.
Yeah.
So
they printed $7 trillion.
Exactly. And now they can't do that. And they're actually going the opposite direction by like raising rates. The only way that the equities markets can really get saved is if the world governments literally decide, like, fuck it, we're just going to go through some inflation. we'd rather high inflation than tempered interest rates. But that, you know, that's going to lose a lot of them elections. So that may not be a likely scenario.
They're not going to stop printing. They might not print at the same clip, but they're not going to stop printing.
Well, just to be clear, the raising of interest rates is a reduction of the money supply. So that's actually what you're typically looking to do by raising rates, reducing the money supply.
Okay, well, get back to me in 2 years and let me know how that was going and if they stopped printing money. I'm sure they're going to really going to be a big reduction. They're going to undo everything. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like I think that the NFT markets, you know,
sound like you were choking on something there, Pio. Are you good? Maybe you can take that out of your throat.
You're choking on pride.
If NFTs are the ICOs of this cycle, then it's going to get a lot uglier and the bear market's going to last a lot longer. If there's actually, you know, a lot more true actual use cases and demand for this, it may not be as bad, but I think everyone can pretty soberly look at, you know, the past couple of months and you got to look through a sober lens and think about the prices of these things. Like, why the fuck should a Dazuki be worth $100,000? It was only worth $100,000 because everybody decided it was worth $100,000. These literally, unlike stocks, they have no fundamental value. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you could buy Shopify right now. It's down 80%. It may go down further, but at least that's correlated with a, you know, revenue generating, you know, business that has, you know, real...
Like 80 employees all working full time. You know, with benefits,
or 8,000. Yeah,
I don't even know how many are Shopify.
So I think that, you know, part of this is probably a much needed, like, healthy, you know, correction. Like NFTs should be, you know, we should be pricing a lot of these things based on the utility and the thing, you know, what you can get out of them, instead of like, oh, this is a good collection, therefore it should be worth $100,000 a pop. You know what I mean? Like, some of these numbers have been getting pretty ridiculous for a while. Why am I saying that now, Kix? I've said that for like 8 months. That for like a year.
Varying viewpoint. I've been working with Kix since May 2021. So we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary there, buddy. But anyway, Kix has last year in 2021, Kix was known for just calling the top over and over again. The thing is, he was calling the top like before Bored Apes had their coming out party, right? So he was really early. People would make fun of him because he was like calling the top over and over again. He definitely called the top too early before like the September or whenever it was, August run and everything.
Yeah,
but he's been calling it.
Yeah, because you can think things are overpriced and also make a lot of money trading them. You know what I mean? I'm not stupid, but I mean, this is also why, like, I'm a trader in the sense of like I miss a lot of upside. It's super painful to sell something for a 2x and then at 10 or 20x is after that. But then also you have like liquid, and you know, when these inevitable bad things happen, you have some, like, you know, cash ready for some opportunities. But yeah, see, I mean, even Azuki, there's not enough people dumping to offer. So this doesn't even look that ugly yet. You know what I mean?
I want to call one thing out. I clearly had no idea the size of Shopify as an organization, because I clearly thought it was like a smaller company. I said 80 employees. I just Googled it. There's literally over 10,000 employees. I just had no concept of how big of a company Shopify was. So I was wrong about that, ladies and gentlemen. Just want to go ahead and be on record. I was incorrect about how big of a fucking company it was. Look, FTX, like 40 employees or whatever. So yeah, I didn't know. That's crazy.
Okay. That's hilarious.
I did not know.
So do you shop online? I'm just trying to figure out if you ever buy
anything. I don't
know
really what Shopify is. I know that if I want to sell cutting boards that I make at home,
It's WordPress for e-commerce, essentially.
Someone just said, my man said 80 LMAO. Yes, I did. I was incorrect. Okay, you can clown on before.
So in terms of the prices of these things, they're very expensive. And I think that ultimately my target had been, I had a buddy who was saying, you need to sell, I remember months ago, you need to sell both your Bored Apes and get a CryptoPunk. And for a while there, you actually had to cut it close. So he's like, I'd sell them both, put in a little extra cash, get a CryptoPunk. And I was like, CryptoPunks are going to come down in price. And my target has been sub 100,000 for a CryptoPunk, which I think around 100,000 seems fair. We're nearing that. And I think Bored Ape is somewhere in that realm as well. I long have projected as low as $75,000, $50,000. I don't know, somewhere in that range.
Your high point was pretty damn accurate. You called $500,000.
Yeah.
You got very, very close to that. And yeah. Now we're going to see the other end of your prediction where they go down to
the unfortunate thing
grand.
Is I'm still holding. Like the better move would have been sell at that forfeit. But the problem, that's not completely true. I got airdrop stuff right after that.
Exactly.
So I feel like I made the... Most of my trades have been really actually like on
good.
Point with the timing.
Yeah.
I've missed a couple, but at this point, I'm still holding the ones, what I think are blue chips. The Doodles 4 is going up and down. I mean, to be fair, I'm down on my NFT position, probably $600,000 from the top right now, but I've also withdrawn, you know, over that.
You're not all in where you're like, fuck, you've taken a lot of profits. You got a lot of that grandpa USD, as I like to call it, that GUSD.
It could. My biggest concern is like, I feel like it's going to go again down even further. I wouldn't be surprised if my bag got into the hundreds of single digit hundreds of thousands. Woe is me, you know?
Yeah. I think the best way to, there's a little offer dump down to 82. I guess my sale. Even though I missed the airdrops, which it makes it not worth it, selling at 88.8 when ETH was at $3,000
is looking like a visionary.
Isn't looking so bad now. I was early. I wasn't wrong. I was early. I think the simplest way to just gauge the you know conditions of NFTs is to just simply go off of volume. Right? We can make all sorts of wild predictions about how long something's going to last, this and that and the other. The reason why NFTs are absolutely tanking isn't because everyone is just randomly panic selling. It's that we literally clocked yesterday $52 million in USD volume, which when you look at the charts, that's the that's like the literal bottom since February. So we went from all-time highs because of other side to the literal bottom in 7 days. Just that effect alone is going to cause a massive amount of compression on the prices, not including the absolute craziness that's happening in cryptos and equities. I mean, the fucking NASDAQ lost 4.5% today. I mean,
and like 30% since the beginning of the year or something like that, which is just absolutely bonkers.
Bonkers.
Because what happened, I'm assuming, I don't know what your portfolio management was looking like for stocks, but I'm very tech heavy on a lot of my stocks.
Right.
And I bought in at the bottom of, COVID March there. I bought in a bunch of Amazon. I got into a couple of other things. I sold a few at the top, but I'm mostly holding all my positions. Shopify, I think I'm down probably 50%.
Yeah,
on my Shopify.
Yeah, I'm down.
Position.
All it's just my portfolio. It's just literally all red, and then like Twitter's up 30% because of like the potential like acquisition. I made one really good trade. I made a big bet on gold, and that worked out well. And that stemmed some of the bleeding, but now it's just like right back where it was.
Oh, so you didn't sell out? Got it.
No, I sold out of the gold. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I covered the profit. What I'm saying, the rest of my portfolio has continued to tank, so it's like eaten away. At those games.
I'm like interested in some of these though. Like someone just posted Netflix down 71%. So they have a bad quarter, they lose subscribers or whatever the hell it is. But like, and to be fair, Netflix is a tough one because they have severe competition.
Yeah, the competition is
from Disney and places like that. But
yeah, Disney, Apple, fucking Apple is stepping into your arena, Netflix.
Yeah.
Have fun with
Amazon.
That.
Amazon as well, who has a ton of cash. So I just feel like, yeah, it's a tough game to be in. And ultimately, content is always a hard business. They had Hulu, someone else posted. Yeah, I mean, so that's...
Hulu's about to get wrecked too. You're not going to be able to compete with Apple, Amazon. I mean, Google is technically competition too, owning YouTube, right?
I don't know that Hulu's going to get wrecked. You got Paramount also. The studios still are studios.
They're going to get wrecked.
You, I mean, yeah, I'm, over the short term, yes, there's going to be a talent drain.
Michael
asked
Apple me, funds yeah, Kicks, how much of your profits are eaten up by short-term capital gains taxes? Well, about 42%, but it's a lot less than gets eaten away when all of your profits evaporate and you have no profits. So I do not mind the short-term capital gain taxes because the government taxing half of your profits is better than having no profits.
Michael's like me. I know Michael. I pay attention to his comments. He's been watching us for a long time. He's funny as hell. He's a long-term investor. That's a little shot at the short-term traders out there. Okay.
What did he say?
Specify it.
He was asking
how much of my profits are eating up my short-term
capital. I see what you're
saying.
Yeah.
But like I know
it's holding it like all the way to the bottom and gets stronger when it's close to zero. Yeah. And then the energy builds within him as he's watched 99% of his money evaporate. And then he pours more money in at that point and then waits patiently for 4 years for the market to turn around. But he hasn't gone through that part of the cycle yet. I'm really looking forward to battle scarred PO 3 years from now to see if he's still spin the same game.
10%
if spin the same game.
At that point, the game is gonna be just at an elite level. It's gonna be like Kobe Bryant in like year 9. It's gonna be crazy.
But he's gonna be living on my floor.
Well, like, just to give an example about like long term versus like short term, right? Like you could have sold your ape at 150 ETH before, like if you had minted them. And, you would have had to pay short-term capital gains. And now you can exercise your long-term capital gains, but your profit has just evaporated by $200,000. So you would have still made more money taking the short-term capital gains.
But I just realized $400,000 airdrop from me from my ape holdings.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you. I'm more talking about like a buddy of mine that I know that had like 8 or 10 apes and... Right. Wanted to go for the long-term capital gains. And same as you, got all those airdrops and stuff like that. The difference between you and him is I don't think he sold any of his airdrops, which you did, and realized a lot of the gains. If I could just give a quick like just number indicator where I'd be willing to start longing NFTs again is if we retake between 65 and 70 million in volume. That's when...
Daily volume.
On daily, yeah. So as long as we're below that, I'm not really... interested in touching it.
What are we at right now?
Today we're at 43 as of an hour ago.
Wow.
And yesterday we were at 52.
Yeah, there's a lot more day left today. I mean, are you sure those numbers
are UTC time though? Okay. So a couple hours left. So we'll probably end up between 50 and 55 million again.
Okay.
I think if like, the macroeconomic conditions start to like cool off and we're able to retake 70 million in daily volume, then I think you can, start looking for some opportunities. And then once again, there'll probably be opportunities even in a bear market to like mint stuff. If anything, what's the cool thing that's going to happen is that like mints are going to, good projects are going to start like minting out in a bear market at way affordable prices. Like people forget, that Bored Ape Yacht Club, Gutter Cats, you minted those things at like 0.08. Now, if there's a hyped up project, they're Dutch auctioning to you at 2E. Yeah. Like a bear market will actually create a lot of opportunities in NFTs. Well, there'll be great projects that actually mint at a reasonable price and people will want to trade those. You know what I mean? It's not like there could be scenarios where a bear market is like all of the blue chips retrace. A lot of the existing projects go to shit. But then cool projects come out and people still want to buy and people still want to trade, right? And they start jumping into these like opportunities. So it's not like there's going to be it's impossible to make money. You know what I mean? What's happening right now is actually good. You'd rather like really painful pullbacks, even though it hurts. You'd rather the flush to happen quicker, because the quicker the flush happens, the quicker we can find a bottom, rebound. Consumers can start to gain a little bit more confidence.
Yeah. And one thing to say is what you just talked about is totally true. There's 1,000% going to be like home run level winners in any sort of bear market scenario that we see in NFTs. No question. I don't mean that they'll be like, you know, immediate like 5Xs, 10Xs, 15Xs, but over time. And when you think about the Nifty Gateway bear market, the one that I have personal experience with that I'm bringing up is chapters 2 and 3 of the Aku series. They are the scarcest in that series because the market was had gone bear and people weren't deploying capital. And as a result,
so they minted less of it.
They minted less.
Gotcha. That's cool.
And they became the bottlenecks. And as a result, they became the most valuable because you needed them to be able to have the complete set. And that's why one went to 20 and one went to 50, right? And they still hold like
10X. Where did you sell them?
I still have them, baby. Still have them. Yeah. Wouldn't have gotten the airdrop if I had sold them, buddy. I got a long-term time horizon, Nick. I got a lot of years to live. I'm 32 years old. You know, I'm a spring chicken still. I'm very healthy. I exercise all the time and I eat farm fresh food, Nick. I have this long time horizon for investing because there's a lot of time that I'm going to be on the planet and I do deep research and build deep conviction in projects, buddy.
He drinks a lot of kombucha. His gut health's on fire. He's going to make it to healthy into his 80s, no problem.
I don't even know what leaky gut is. When I'm in my 80s, I'm going to be kicking heavy bags. Come on now.
Well, here's two interesting projects that have survived the carnage. Both very recent, very hyped up projects. Both still in their pre-reveal phase. And that's Pixen and that's Ragnarok. Yep. I would be very curious to hear both of your opinions as to whether they, because of the market conditions, are these things just going to absolutely tank after reveal, or are they going to do okay? I'd be curious to get the thoughts on that.
3.2 ETH floor on a pre-reveal NFT right now. Can we see the chart of activity on this?
Absolutely. I mean, this one, I need to do some damn research on this. What do you think of this chart?
You got to zoom out. What's the daily volume? How's that floor so strong? Go all the way to the right. How many unit sales?
Unit sales today, 244. Wow. It's pretty crazy. That's nuts. This is like one of the healthiest, if not the healthiest project in the NFT space right now. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, then look at Ragnarok.
Can we check out the website for this project before we shift over?
It's a great website. That's why I'm invested. Fantastic website. High quality.
They had a great site, you know? They had a great site. Is this a great site?
Yeah, I think.
You got to play the video, dude. You're going to have to expand that probably. I hope it doesn't play that small.
Into here we go.
Yes.
What was that?
And there was light. One man. Kidnapped in modern day society where men date cyborgs.
We're looking at a video clip here, video preview.
Well made anime,
right?
Here's
how we save the bear market. We all just pick three projects and everyone buys it. There's only 10,000, so that's the easiest cure.
That was a pretty legit video.
Okay, can we see the rest of the website?
It's pretty legit.
So if you scroll down,
tokenomics, baby. They got tokenomics.
Token airdrops.
What do you think of this, Nick? You liking this?
I can't see the whole page.
What's your giga brain thinking when you look at these tokenomics?
I'm concerned. Can I see the homepage? Let's just scroll down and see what they have to say about what this project is. Phantom. What does that say? Your NFT what?
Serves as your login token and avatar. Showcase your prized NFTs from our list of onboarded projects available on reveal.
See, and there is always...
But was that a screenshot of Discord? What?
There is always indicators of when we're going to have a brutal pullback like this. And I call this. The ENS stuff was so stupid. And that was mocking the NFT gods. That was one. Whenever my crypto buddy traders start to get interested in NFTs, that's now 3 for 3 top signal. And then Yuga Labs is now 2 for 2 at crashing the NFT markets. So those were the first one,
the mutant.
Yeah, they did a really good job. So real quick though, I want to keep going, finish this website. So Phantom, is this an app that they developed? Phantom.sh?
Yeah, it seems like the. This
so they built their own chat platform. Now that's fucking innovative. That's right? Innovative. You know, rather than use Discord, which is what literally every other project uses, they created their own website where you can go and chat with other people. That's the type of shit that I'm talking about. We don't need Discord. We built our own. Love it. Classifieds. So you can sell. Oh, so you use your their native token to trade NFT.
Your Web2 items with Web3 coin, baby.
Okay, so they made a classified site. And then RAT, which is redacted. It's not clear what that is. Can we see? So let's check out. You want to keep scrolling down? So they got sick art. Okay. Ghost Division. Okay. They got, these don't look as cool.
You might want to sell this pre-reveal.
Now they look. Fuck. Keep scrolling down. So we're just looking at these at the moment. We see some Japanese characters.
Dave M says, "You guys suck." Dave's probably having a rough day out there. It's okay, Dave. We could easily just destroy you and make fun of you so hard, but I know you must be hurting right now. And I just want to tell you, Dave, that we love you, okay? And everything is going to be all right.
Keep scrolling. We're trying to check out this website. Pio's scrolling at the speed of a snail. Literally just stopped on a map. It was a picture of a map that we were just looking at with literally no insight whatsoever. These are words on a page. Great. We are the resistance, blah, blah, blah. This is a narrative that they're telling. White box. I don't know. PXN tokens, exclusive cosmetics, wearables, whitelist. They just owned it. They said whitelist. Fuck it. Fuck racism. CEO, COO, CTO. There's two COOs. So
are they? No, there's a CEO, there's two COOs. You are right. Are they not fully doxxed?
No, I highly doubt. They're probably Tornado cashing funds and everything. I'd say they're probably not doxxed at all. Yeah, I would say the markets are so shaky, it's going to be hard for even Ragnarok or Pixen to stay up once the reveal comes up.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. I heard about this from my crypto trading buddies before I heard about it from my NFT buddies. But it was super, super hyped up. Lots of interest. Yada, 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 yada. But yeah, man, we really do need to see like more interesting things happen. Pretty much every single like top project out there has done the exact same roadmap, which is like mint a collectible, awesome team, high quality, yada, yada, yada. And then they just airdrop you more NFTs. That's like the existing model. Coming out of this situation, I would love to see some new models come out because that's what's going to get people excited again. That's what's going to get people deploying capital again.
Someone said NanoPass founders.
Yes. That's ringing a bell.
Okay. So they're
I don't know what NanoPass is.
Who is NanoPass?
No clue.
Probably going to lose credibility for not knowing what NanoPass is.
So let's click on Blueprint or something real quick since we've checked out the website. Is there anything else worth... you can just click at the top in the nav. It says Blueprint.
The other thing is that feel like...
Oh, just scrolls to that area of the website? Okay.
There's been other times where we've looked at a new project and we've had this similar response where we're like, eek, I'm not going to buy it. And then it's going...
It's a bullish indicator.
Yeah, then it goes to 10.
I own 3. They have 431K followers on Twitter. They're doing something right. They get like 4,000 likes per post a lot of times.
Yeah. So
thousands of likes per post.
Yeah, fading this is probably not going to work out well, but you know.
I own 3. I'm not fading.
You own 3? And would you buy them at?
Very high prices. All in the 3s. So I've made no money so far. The play on these is to buy at when they were... Right before the whitelist minted out, when they're at like 2 or sub 2 ETH, that was the easy 2Xer. But yeah, I mean,
what is that sound? Is someone crumpling paper?
Sorry, I'm playing with one of my kids' toys, little fidget tool. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, you know, freaking out at all. Actually, I'm pretty relaxed. I think, you know, my first NFT bear market or pullback or correction or whatever call like was like the worst feeling in the life. I was like, oh my god, it's like all over. Like I'm pretty chill and relaxed. Like, me I think too. That it's we've been through these things like so many times. It's that all you can do is nothing. That's really all you can do is just like sit on your hands and wait. I mean, you can definitely trim some of your NFT exposure if you want to. But I would prefer, like me personally, I'm not really trying to sell anymore. I've sold most of what I wanted to sell anyway. So Same. Just chill, you know, see what happens.
I'm just chilling, man. It's so early. Like I'll straight up since I've started working with Nick, he's tried to like permeate a little bit of panic in situations like this. Right. And there's been like really, really brief moments where Nick's panic actually entered my body. But like, I've also since learned that that's a thing that he's going to try to make me panic. And as a result, I'm just back to me. The old me before Nick is like just a stone. It was like, dude, I got no panic in me at all. Post Nick, right. There was a little bit, it's like an infection, you know, it gets to you, the panic, but yeah, you know, I'm good to go now. I'm just watching Nick's face.
I would not say that there's panic at this moment. I feel pretty good on my position.
No, you feel
as well.
Great right now. You trimmed so much. You played this extremely well. No, objectively speaking, you played this extremely well. None of us have a crystal ball is the thing. That's the part, right? Is that you don't have a crystal ball. If you had a crystal ball, what everyone should have done is held the
sell the perfect top as Captain Kicks is
right. No, but right, like what was the perfect what was the perfect top here? The perfect top was to claim
when the price was the highest. That's where you're aiming for when
it comes to claim the land and then sell the land immediately and not
pre-revealed,
not give a shit if you lost the coda.
And then just dump all of your other bags.
Yeah, sell the ape. Sell the ape coin. Dump it all. Like, literally dump it all. Your other bags were already on the way down by that point, so you should have dumped those a month before, you know?
Like, I'm happy with my moon getting out of Moonbirds. I exited that at 31, feeling good about that. Dave M came back. He's not done yet. He said, you guys had a good run. It's over. I think Dave thinks that we've been doing like NFTs for like 2 months or something like that. we've been in this for almost a year and a half now. We don't stop making content or talking NFTs just because price is not up only. If anything,
price changes.
If anything, it's more fun in a bear.
I know. We're more obnoxious in a bear market, Dave. Yeah. So if you stick around, you're going to hate us even more. The other thing is that we've been in the market for a year and a half. So we've literally been in the market for as long as Dave M has been alive. You're literally a baby, Dave M.
Yo, shout out to Dr. Dow, who
said probably a little constipated. I think he probably ate some cheese a couple days ago and hasn't pooped and is just getting a little
Dr. Dow is also frustrated. Okay. He said that I'm really bad at jokes. Look, there's an audience for my jokes and there's an audience that isn't. You're not one of them.
Well, so, no, it's okay.
Shout out to my audience. It's all good if you don't get them, though.
There hasn't been a profitable Dow in like 6 months, so he's a little frustrated too. It's okay.
There is no Joey Bada-Boom had a comment about Dave. We're not gonna say it. Joey Bada-Boom, we don't approve of that comment.
Nick, do you have some good bear market music for us to really set the tone?
No, we'll need it. I'll have to do it on. I'm gonna cue it up for a more proper bear. But what we can do is maybe wrap with a little meditation here.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Man, a lot of people have been experiencing the markets. You know, it's very easy to look at a chart and see it dropping catastrophically down towards the ocean and below. That means negative. I don't know, P.O.'s groaning over there, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Exactly.
I'm ohming. It was an ohm.
That wasn't really a good ohm, so try that.
And what Nick means by negative is you're going to have to pay someone to take the NFT from
literally you. To take it from you so you can realize those losses. That's where we're headed. Let that fresh air in and realize that when you look out from your computer, literally nobody outside gives two shits about your NFTs. Like, they could care absolutely less, and they don't even think, they don't even know that it's a thing, and they're probably going to come and tell you, you dumb idiot. Why did you buy those things? I told you you were being completely stupid. But breathe in that positivity and let out that negativity that your friends are trying to shove in your ear, in your, in all of your orifices.
It's fine. When you're at the club, or probably not even at a club, you probably can't afford that. If you're at the dive bar and your friends are drinking craft IPAs and you're asking the bartender, do you have any specials? And they tell you it's 2-for-1 on Bud Lights. And so your friends are sipping those nice high alcohol percentage IPAs and you're just chugging Bud Lights just to feel something. It's okay. And you're going to want to tell them about how you could afford the craft beer if you had sold that one JPEG at that really high price. But don't do that.
You didn't sell that Cool Cat.
They don't want to hear that. They don't even know what that means.
Remember the dead fellas?
They were 5 ETH.
They're dead. And it seems like they're continuing on down. If you forgot to sell because you just were thinking, oh, this goes up forever, just remember, right out there, right outside, right over there, there's things outside of these NFTs.
Yeah, and if you may have flown a little close to the sun. There's an old Greek fable about a guy named Icarus, and he did just that, and he died. His dad watched him die.
Heavy stuff.
Tower. His dad watched him from a tower as his wings turned into flames, and he fell all the way down to the ground and just died from just straight impact. But guess what? You can't die from NFT losses. So there's that.
Yeah, you may recover. Have to file for bankruptcy because you decided to leverage yourself a little too much. A little too much. And if you did that, hey, just remember there's a whole world out there and they really don't care about your NFTs, but they're not going to give you credit. I'm just going to be honest if they're worthless.
And you thought that maybe NFTs would help you get a date, like ladies would be interested in your NFTs, even when your NFT bags were at all-time highs. They weren't interested. They didn't care. So I just wanted to spread that positivity. Let everybody know, hey, everyone, thanks so much for watching the show. We're sponsored by FTX. FTX specifically sponsored that meditation. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code TheNifty on your mobile phone.
And just embrace this feeling. Just know that what makes a bowl taste good is a good bear before it.
The bull's testicles.
And shout out to Joey Bada Boom, who said I waxed my chest for nothing. No, I'm just hairless.
Yeah, I'm hairless too. I have nipple hair.
They're both lying. They both waxed their chest at Ape Mansion. They waxed each other's chest. It's a Nick thing. They're both named Nick. They just do that. Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the meditation. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're not going anywhere.
I like how P.O. wraps the meditation. It's like, hey, that's been great, really peaceful. All right, everybody, I really appreciate it. You know, thank you for joining today. It was a really fun time. Hey, we're going to end this. We're going to wrap it up, and good luck with your dumbass NFTs, hey.
I love how BT just watched this whole show, and then he just goes buying some portals.
Let's go.
I liked what I saw. That makes sense. Let me invest, you know. Thanks for watching, everyone. Catch you on Twitter Spaces tomorrow morning. See you later.